Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and we have a really cool episode for you today. We're going to talk all about Direct Access. And I love Direct Access. If you don't know what Direct Access is, it's a way for employees to connect to a network from outside of the network. And, you know, traditionally you would use VPN in this situation. And that works fine, but Direct Access is really a better, easier way to do VPN. I saw a stat recently, and an astounding number of help desk tickets, an astounding percentage of help desk tickets come from VPN-related issues. So when you use Direct Access, it's really cool. Your system tray down in the bottom right of your PC shows your connection to the network, and you're always connected. So there's no need to fiddle with any VPN clients or any crazy stuff like that. So Direct Access just makes it really easy to always be connected to your corporate network. And in this video, we're going to do an introduction of Direct Access and describe some of the benefits that the company will receive from implementing Direct Access. And we'll take you through kind of just the guidelines for setting it up and some of the pros and cons versus a traditional VPN. We'll talk about some typical scenarios that we see and talk about how to plan for Direct Access and how to plan for that implementation. We're also going to show you an offline domain join and how you actually can enable that from your company. It's very handy. And at the very end, we'll show you the user experience, so what it actually, what the end user will see when they use Direct Access. So Direct Access, really cool, huge benefits for end users. If you implement this in your company, your users will love it. In the next video, we'll actually show you an example step-by-step of how to set it up. But for now, we'll just talk about the benefits and hope you enjoy this. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Hello there. In this short clip, we're going to talk about Direct Access and why Direct Access is useful for organizations that have any kind of requirement for remote access to corporate data. Okay, so Direct Access is a component of, it actually came out with Windows Server 2008 R2, and the first DA client was part of the Windows 7 operating system. There were some limitations that were improved on with Server 2012 and Windows 8.1 and later. There's even more improvements now with security and accessibility with Windows 10 and Windows Server 2012 R2. So Direct Access as a technology is very similar to a VPN, except you don't have to dial the VPN connection first. So it's similar in concept, but you're just simply automatically connected to your corporate network through a tunnel. So the Direct Access client is part of the operating system. It's not a separate component that you need to install. But functionally, if you understand how a VPN works, Direct Access is really just putting together a permanent IPsec tunnel, which is going to allow and accept connections based on domain membership and group policy settings. So with Direct Access, users experience the same logon and experience as they would with a VPN connection to the corporate intranet, except that they don't have to establish that session manually. I suppose the biggest advantage with Direct Access is the transparency. As long as you are connected to an intranet or an internet which is routable to your public-facing interface on your Direct Access server, which is could very well be a firewall with a port forwarding setup. It could be a Direct Access server which is actually installed in your DMZ area. There's lots of different configurations network-wise, but one of the interfaces on your Direct Access server must be a publicly routed interface. So for security reasons, you'll see a lot of companies that will deploy this in a DMZ. So from wherever you're trying to get access to with Direct Access, whether that be an on-premise Exchange server or a directory server or an RDS server or something like that, you need to be able to route to the edge interface on your Direct Access server. So that basically means it needs to be publicly routed, just the same rules you have with a VPN. So the connections are not manual, they're automatic. This transparency means that as soon as the user's device is connected to the internet, the user is able to access resources on the organization without manually initiating the connection. I remember when this first came out with Windows 7, being able to access your Exchange server with Outlook without having to do a VPN connection or use Outlook Web Access was great. And basically the escalation from that point on has moved on to just about every application, which you may want to run on-prem. So when you combine this with the concept that you have basically inbound and outbound connections. So since your domain joined, you registered in DNS, the DNS service is shared by you and the on-premise environment. If you come in over a direct access connection, the administrator, let's say they have System Center Configuration Manager, still has the ability to do a remote desktop connection to you to troubleshoot problems. So it goes both directions. You're routed inbound and outbound because of the tunnel and the configuration that's been set up. So the big difference, obviously, is that the connection is initiated before the user logs on. So when they log on, they're truly logging on to the domain at a level where they can see the domain controller through the IPsec tunnel. So a typical scenario might look like this. You've got a company, let's say the company's got their main office in New York. The main office is basically where all the internet connectivity comes through. So if somebody has to get out to the internet, network address translation sends them through a firewall, maybe in the New York office. And if somebody needs to get in, somewhere inside of that firewall is probably a VPN server that they can access to corporate resources through. So typically what we would do is we would look for a situation where your direct access connection, you have a direct connection to the internet through some corporate office, and you've got a firewall and NAT service running, and you want to have both of those for direct access. Another piece of the scenario is that resources are located on the internet, and the internet is going to be inside the firewall. So web service, file servers, application servers, whatever the services that you need access to are inside of the firewall, which creates the condition where you do need either a VPN or direct access. So in this scenario, internet connectivity provides Microsoft Outlook Web App, ActiveSync, public-facing customer resources, etc. So the public-facing DNS environment is critical because the DNS, that whenever you try and access resources internally, you need to be able to get to that DNS server. So typically Active Directory domain controllers are DNS servers. So when you have direct access set up, not only do you need to be able to see your domain controllers because you're actually authenticating, you need to be able to resolve resources on the inside. So those pieces are in place. The difference being, if you're doing a VPN session, those resources are assigned to you with BootP or DHCP at the point where your session is established, where with direct access, you can route directly to those resources and query DNS to find domain controllers, to find servers, to find, you know, MX records and things like that. So that's a typical scenario. You've got internet-facing applications, you've got a firewall in a NAT environment somewhere in your office, and you want to be able to configure remote access without being burdened by the VPN. So as you start planning for direct access, the first thing is to figure out whether it's going to be suitable, do kind of a feasibility test. After reviewing the current environment, IT should create a direct access design plan. Okay, with the reduced hardware and software requirements and prerequisites in 2012 R2, you can basically place a single direct access server in the New York location, which is central to all offices. So you notice now that the direct access server is placed inside of the intranet. Generally, because this is going to be a public-facing IP, this is going to be in a DMZ area somewhere, and you're going to forward into the corporate environment, but it doesn't have to be. Because IT can deploy direct access behind a NAT device, the company can use existing devices and security mechanisms that are already in place. So the big thing with direct access also is that you don't have to make a whole bunch of big changes to your infrastructure. It's basically the addition of one server. And if you've already got routing and remote access or remote access VPN set up, you can just go through and configure that for direct access. If you don't already have that, then you can configure that through Server 2012 R2. Okay, then once you get to the point where you're ready to deploy the infrastructure, There's a nice getting started wizard which walks you through the configuration of the entire setup. So there's a demo that accompanies this slide deck which I walk you through the configuration of remote access, the provisioning of a client, the offline domain join, the whole process. So the process has really been streamlined and simplified in 2012. There are a few things you want to consider prior to doing the installation, and that is you want to create an Active Directory security group where you're going to put the computer accounts which are going to be allowed to use the direct access infrastructure. Direct access should not be open to everyone. There should be a specific set of clients. Generally, these are going to be mobile devices that don't log on to the domain. And then you're going to create DNS record and the public-facing DNS for each of the direct access servers, because you can access a direct access server with an IP address, but it's always more pleasant to do it with a fully qualified domain name. And then you just simply run the getting started wizard. I'm not going to drop you through all the screens in the slide deck. There is a demo that I walk you through to set all this up and do the configurations, but you know, that's basically your process. You envision it, you design it, you implement it, and then you start using it. So as far as the infrastructure goes, direct access is not something that every company needs. A lot of organizations get by just fine for VPNs, but if you have those devices that never log on to the domain, so they're never domain joined, one cool part about the direct access architecture is the offline domain join capability. So some big concepts as far as, you know, what the users see and what the users experience. It's important that when remote users log on, they don't see any change in the logon process. And that's pretty much critical. We don't want to be changing things so that users have a bunch of help desk calls seeing things that they never saw before. So you always want to test and verify that there aren't any, you know, big gotchas in the experience that the user sees. For users whose devices are directly attached to Kotoso Internet or connect using VPN, the users log on the way they normally would. There shouldn't be any difference. They see the same logon screen, logon script, logon process. The only difference is they don't have to connect over the VPN first. With direct access, users disconnect from the device. So to test it, users disconnect the device from the Contoso or whatever the intranet is that you're going to be working with, and then they just log on normally to corporate resources without the VPN connection. So the training is very minimal and the requirements are pretty low for that. For users who never log on directly to the Contoso Internet or whatever your intranet is, they have to use the offline domain join, which is the djoin exe, and I demonstrate that in the accompanying demonstration with this as well. So this short clip was really just to introduce what direct access is, some of the benefits, and then once your understanding of where the architecture lies within the infrastructure and the IT, then you can watch the demo. And the demo is just a pretty simple setup. There's obviously more complex and advanced things you can do, but it'll at least get you started with direct access. Thank you.